ABC Radio Australia.
Religious leaders in West Papua are calling on the United Nations to investigate allegations of human rights abuse and a growing military presence in the contested Indonesian territory. Indonesia gave permission in principle to the UN Human Rights Commissioner to visit West Papua 2 years ago in 2019, but that trip failed because of scheduling and safety issues. Roder Wanenimbo of the Indonesian Evangelical Church says it's frustrating that the UN and neighbours like Australia are not willing to respond to a growing crisis there. She spoke to ABC's Evan Wasuka about their letter to the UN Human Rights Commissioner.
They really need a humanitarian team from the United Nations Human Rights Council and international humanitarian agencies to enter Papua. So the aim is investigating the condition of refugee in Duga who have been displaced since December 2018 and in Intanjaya, and also monitoring thousands of army and police troops who have been deployed to Papua since August 2019. And because the church leaders, they truly say that this is we are in the genocide process, and also they really want the independent party to do the investigation because there are five investigations that done by the central government and also Papuan province government, but there is no result. There is no ongoing advocacy that done by the team.
Roger, that situation does sound like very desperate. In 2018, the West Papua Council of Churches met with the UN High Commission on Human Rights. Has anything happened since that meeting? And why do they think this time around it would help the situation on the ground?
It's not changing. What we are seeing is the intervention from the central government. It's really by sending more troops and more police to Papua, which is we as Papuan, indigenous West Papuan, think that this is not really solve the problem. So the West Papua Council of Churches really, really want to see the change, really want to see the opportunity or the will of the central government of Indonesia to really see us, indigenous Papuan, as a human being that have voice, that have a heart, to really sit together on the table and talk about these ongoing human rights abuses.
Is it a bit frustrating that the UN and other countries like Australia haven't stepped in or paid attention to the cries for help?
That's exactly. We really hope that the neighboring countries, like our brothers and sisters in Australia, that really close to Papua, we really hope that they have a sense of humanity. Also, Australia as a country who support Indonesia as a country for the buying or training the military equipment and also training the troops and Indonesian police. I think we really hope, and personally as a woman, who are really women in this context, is more victimized by all this process. So I as a woman, as an ordinary indigenous Papuan woman, I really want to ask, please, could you help us? We really have a right to restoring God's image in our humanity. So we really need help for international solidarity, international, especially Australia and other country, to really stop your financial support towards military equipment and training towards Indonesia police and army.
Speaking about the Indonesian military, one of the points in the letter is about concern that members of the security forces are teaching in classes
It is such a big problem because we've been facing structural injustice for more than 50 years, and we have been living in trauma, especially the children in the conflict area. When they see the army and police in their uniforms, it's create more trauma to the children and also women. So it is very unacceptable if the army, because now the education department in provincial level, they have MOU with the army to sending the army, they playing the role as a teacher. They go into the school in the villages wearing their uniform. It's creating more trauma. So it is not the wise government policies. It's not also a policies that release all the image of the military that they are actually doing the good thing. No, it's creating more trauma to the children. Please don't send the army into the schools.
That was a heartfelt plea there by Roder Wanimbo of the Evangelical Church in West Papua, speaking there to Evan Wasuka.